Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic. We're your hosts, singer-songwriter Marcia Novelli.
And music web designer Ross Barber.
Today on the show, we're joined by Jesse Epstein, a.k.a. Imaginary Future. Jesse is a singer-songwriter who has toured worldwide, and his album, Fire Escape, has won him an army of dedicated fans. On Fire Escape, Jesse is joined by independent singer-songwriter, his high school sweetheart and now wife, Kina Granis, on vocals. Having recently completed a European tour together, we're looking forward to chatting with Jesse about his experiences on the road and to find out what's coming next. Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
It's going great. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Did I pronounce your last name right or correctly?
It can be said either way. I've always...
Epstein?
Epstein or Epstein are the okay. Two. Yeah.
Okay, it's tomato, tomato.
It's kind of that way. And sort of growing up, I just always was like, yep, that's the one, no matter which one.
It's like my name, Marcio.
You know, Marciano.
Well, sometimes. Even just it's Marcio, but I'll get Marcio. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, with the accent on the I, Marcio.
Exactly. I'm not going to, I get it.
Yeah, it's just easier.
Exactly.
So we like to start our interviews off in a very awkward way. And we want you to tell us three things about yourself that everyone should know.
Oh, that is indeed an awkward way. wow. What are three things? I enjoy playing basketball and playing music and reading. This is terrible. That's really the first question.
This is really.
What's a thing? I'll do a little anecdote. How about that?
Okay, awesome.
Sure.
I'm kind of a sensitive guy. As I think a lot of singer-songwriters tend to be.
Ross and I are both huge.
We're very sensitive.
But the last show of our last tour, we ended in Los Angeles, and I do my set solo, always do, and Kina plays with a band, and I've become good friends with her band members, anyway, so it's the last show of the tour, and I'm about to play my last song, and I start playing it, and it's just me on stage, and like halfway through the song, I see two figures emerge from the side of the stage, and they're walking out, and they proceed to pick up their instruments. It's Kina's drummer and her bass player, and as I get to the chorus of the song, they join me. I was just completely stunned in a three-part harmony with their instruments and kind of finished the song with me. And I almost burst into tears like as it was happening. And then as soon as the song ended, it was the last song, I walk off stage and I just like lost it.
Aww.
Just crying for just 5 minutes straight, and they were just like, what have we done?
Did you have to go back on stage after that to play with Kina?
I did. But I had some recovery time to wipe the tears away, but it was amazing. So that's something about me that people might not know.
I love it.
Yeah,
we like sensitive people here. The world needs more people that are sensitive.
Gotta feel, man.
That's exactly, man. The feels. So you're a solo artist, but you decided you opt not to go for your birth given name. You go for a moniker, which is Imaginary Future. Although Ross just recently informed me you used to be Imaginary Friend.
That's correct.
And you had to change that. What prompted that?
a lawsuit, a threat of lawsuit.
Okay.
That's
fair.
Yeah, I was imaginary friend for a while, which was from a lyric in one of Kina's songs. She references having an imaginary friend, and
I love that. I love it.
And yeah, it's all sort of tied together. So that was me for a while, and then I received an email one day that was from a band called Imaginary Friends. Back in the late 90s, they had a few fans, I think, and along with their few fans, they I guess got a copyright on this name and decided that it was time to put it to use, which was exciting times for me.
I bet. Imaginary Future is also a great name.
I prefer Imaginary Future as well. Actually.
Yeah, that's great.
Despite the cool how Imaginary Friend was tied in, That must have been difficult to, like, even though you kept it similar, you had to change your name. That must, besides the whole legal thing, that must have been a pain in the ass to kind of bring your fans over and get them to understand that now you're Imaginary Future. Do you want to touch on that a little bit?
Yeah. All the legal stuff and like the social networks and all that was a good exercise in patience, for sure. And you know, I just realized that it's about the music in the end, you know. And if I'm still making music that I'm passionate about and that people like, then you know, the name can sort of be whatever. And it's just a name in the end. And I think that kind of helped me realize that. You know, things don't have to be so precious.
Your music is beautiful, man. So I just recently discovered you through Ross, and I'm very, very blown away. It's beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
You and your wife, you guys make beautiful music together. I'm really impressed. Like you work with some really cool music video directors, man. And I think the same music video director did April and Nothing Alone, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have, some incredibly talented filmmaker friends. I've always liked to hang out with filmmakers, mm-hmm. As well as musicians. Just feel like they have a really good approach to, you know, art and the world, and they're just fun people to hang out with. And so a couple friends of mine have been the ones who've directed those videos. So the April video is the same director as the Nothing Alone video. It's a friend of mine, Noel Diaz de Rivera.
Who's
he's a creative genius. In
absolutely.
A way that, I have no idea where he gets, like, where you hear a song and you're like, this is going to be about a salt and pepper shaker that fall in love.
Ross and I were just discussing how that could have been done. That could have turned out so cheesy. It could have been so lame, and it's not. I mean, it's done so. I was watching it.
You feel something from the salt and pepper shaker.
Like, no! Legitimately, you gotta remember, though, like, the music behind it is beautiful. So I was telling Ross, if you had, like, a pop punk song behind it, it would be more fun and maybe funny, you know? But because you have, or a pop song, but because you have such a beautiful song behind it, and the way it's done, it's almost, I don't know, you feel it. You know?
It was so much fun to kind of brainstorm for that video and get that concept down with Noel, and then like we did a lot of like testing to see, because we didn't know if it could work. Like, would we have to like animate the expression on their faces, you know, to show sadness? And he did a simple screen test and showed me, and we just realized, like, no, your mind just changes their expression for you. It just sort of projects what it wants it to feel. It's crazy.
Absolutely. It is amazing. I was blown away. Like, Ross will tell you, I the whole time I'm just like, whoa, you know, Ross, like, your heart's about to get broken. I'm like, no.
I know. Yeah, because you were listening to it, you were watching it, and I could hear through your, I was picking up what you were listening to, and
it's
like, your heart's going to get broken in 5, 4, 3, 2, and then all I heard was, no! And I was like, yeah, it's happened.
It was
it was really cool.
It was so sad to, like, the filming of that scene where it smashes, like, I was the one that was just murdering it over and over again, you know, just dropping it and having it break. But yeah, that I think both of those videos were just like, I just love, you know, putting, I love like a narrative music video.
Yes.
I love putting a story to it, and I feel like it's a really good excuse for like just a good short film in a way. You know, because the song in and of itself is kind of a little short film, just audio style. So I think that, you know, having the chance to tell a story like with the Salt Shakers or with the serial killer, that the chance.
Yeah, I love that too.
I feel like
I should just watch that one. That one was amazing. It was hilarious.
That one was maybe a
no. It was cool.
It was a little weird for people, but I
like
it.
Weird. I like weird.
I feel like it came out so well, yeah. And they're sort of both have a similar thread of just, you know, you feel for a thing or a person that you would have otherwise not had any feelings for, and that's absolutely a super powerful, super powerful emotion.
Fire Escape is great too. I'm just really drawn to different and really weird, like with April, I don't know, like I find that it makes you stand out, and it really does brand you too. It's very interesting. Like, people have to be very careful with music videos, and it really does put in a visual image to an artist that is known for making an audio, you know, message, you know?
Sure.
So from your opinion, you know, how important are music videos, especially in this day and age where people basically, the number one place to find music is YouTube now.
Right.
You know, what's your opinion on that?
I mean, it's so important. If you can nail the visual, then you can really, I think, like have a genuine, you know, effect on a listener who then becomes a viewer as well. You know, it's like, it's so hard. I think, you know, like I don't make a ton of just like live videos, right? Just like sitting down and playing guitar and singing on YouTube. I've done some of those, but I really, really like making the music videos. And I feel like it just sort of completes a song, you know, to me. Like it becomes one thing, and then you hear it, and then you think of the video, and it's if you can, you know, I wish I could make one for every song. You know,
I'm with you on that. As an artist, it's like you want to, but it's so hard to separate yourself and be like, no, less is more.
I mean, and just like the time and the money, but ideally, I would just want to make a music video for every song and just tell a new story, and that would be in an ideal world. I know like Beyonce did that or something for
That's Beyonce.
It's just not each one's like a $1.8 million budget.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not even sure she made her money back on that one.
Yeah, but I love making that. I love film. I love you know, television. So I like the visual component as well.
You and me both, brother. I love it. And I love that you're taking that approach. You're making art. You know, we need more people just making art out there.
Yes.
You know?
That's you know? Like the point of things. Like, when it's all said and done, you just, like, be nice to people, have fun, make art, help the world. It's kind of just like those are just the things that you should do.
And you're wondering why my wife and I want to move to LA. This is the spirit, man.
Well, you're doing it from there. This is art, what you're doing. And you guys started this thing. That's amazing. And now, you know.
I take all the credit. Ross just kind of, you know, he doesn't.
That's what I was thinking. Seems like Ross.
It's not a partnership at all.
I'm such a slacker.
Yeah.
I don't contribute.
I checked out some of your designs, Ross. They looked really
awesome.
He's
kick-ass.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He's the guy.
I did a little like Twitter stalking and saw some people being like, "Oh my gosh, this new logo is so awesome!"
Oh, that's good. It's not, yeah. it's not like we hate this guy.
No,
I don't. Get,
that's
I don't
just
get.
Me. That's just me on my Twitter. Don't follow. I hate this guy. Don't go follow him. You'd probably get more follows if I did that, though. Just the way people think nowadays. You know?
There's some beautiful stuff. Very talented.
Agreed. So you just completed a European and U.S. tour, and you're about to go back out on the road.
Yeah, we had the last tour was so much fun. We did a full tour with a band, you know, so I played guitar in my wife's band, mm-hmm. and then opened the show solo, so we had a whole like fun family on the road, which is awesome. It used to be just when we started, it was just me and Kina and like a Toyota sedan that we rented and just put one guitar in the back,
drove
and shared the guitar, and I sold merch and, you know, did the tour managing. We'd show up to venues and people would be like, where is everyone? Where are like the eight people? And we're like, oh, that's us. We're the eight people, you know? But at this point, like it's grown into you know, being able to have a band, and it's been so much fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I caught you guys in Glasgow. I wasn't even supposed to be going to the show. I'm really bad at keeping up when people are playing. So one of my friends just got in touch, and he was like, I've got a spare ticket for Kina Grannis. Do you want to go? And I was like, yeah, I want to go, because every time she's been here, I've missed her. And I always try and find out who's supporting, but I didn't hear who was supporting, so I didn't know it was you, because normally I like to check the support act out before so I can get, you know, get a feel for what's coming.
Sure.
But then you came on stage, and 10 seconds into your performance, I looked at my friend and was like, I need this guy's CD. because there was something about the venue. It was Oran Mori you were playing. The
yeah.
sound was like the best sound I've ever heard at a gig before. And just everything was just right. I was like, right, I need to go buy the CD. And then when you came back out to perform with Kina, and she mentioned that you guys are married, I was like, I had no idea. I'm out of touch with everything, but it all made sense because you guys looked so perfect together on stage, and the harmony, everything was just, there was something more about it. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not just like two people singing together. You could tell there was more. And then when
that's
I found
so
out you were married,
there's
it
love.
Made sense. It made so much sense.
There's love in this.
Oh, man, that's so nice to hear. Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's been fun. You know, we put out our wedding video as Kina's music video for her song My Dear, which was kind of a fun like announcement, like, hello, here we are, you know, this is a thing that happened, and just sharing that and being sort of open about it on the road, and has been really nice. It's been fun to do that, and we're just, you know, so lucky to get to, you know, we have so many friends that are musicians, and they, you know, their significant others have to, you know, if one's a musician and one's not, or they both are, and then, you know, it's just like, we're so lucky to be able to get to do this together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's crazy lucky.
So how does it differ touring in Europe versus North America?
It's a good question. I mean,
thank you. Ross did not come up with that.
Ross came up with all the questions. And that's true.
You know, I think it definitely depends on the city, but you know, just from a, it can be more challenging touring
in Europe.
Yeah, you know, because you're changing currencies, you are having to, you know, like go over borders and get out of the bus, and you know, and like, and just from like a transportation side of things, and logistics, it can be more challenging, but it's also really exciting. Like it feels, everything feels so, you know, fresh and new and just like foreign. And I think that is, you know, that's really exciting for, you know, especially like if you haven't been before, our drummer had never been. And so every day you're in a new country. And mm-hmm. I think that is just, that in and of itself is so, so exciting. It's more exciting than being in a new state every day, you know, mm-hmm. For sure. So, and I think from like a fan standpoint, it totally depends. I mean, we've been to some cities in Europe that you can feel like an incredible appreciation that we're there, and that we've come, you know, from far away, and that you can sort of sense that, which is a really nice thing to feel from fans who come out.
But, you know, on more of a logistic side of things, you know, for any musicians that are listening or watching this and would love to go out to Europe, how do you actually make that happen? Like, do you guys manage yourselves? Do you have a tour manager? Do you have an agent that helps you out? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, you definitely need people, from my experience, to help out with that. Kina has a really good agent, a good booking agent, who just does European booking for mm-hmm. her. And then we also have a tour manager as well, who, you know, who handles all the logistics and all the currency exchanges and all of that. And so to have that, I mean, in the past, it made touring in Europe pretty difficult. Like our first time going over there, or one of our first times, we just to get around, I think we had all of our gear. So we had, I think, a couple guitars, and we had our merch and just like we were just a mass of suitcases and instruments, and we decided that we would take trains around.
Oh, no.
Holy moly. It was, like, I sweat right now thinking about what that was like. You know, just, we realized that, one, like, trains, when they're leaving, like, you need to be on it. Like, it doesn't matter. So we had moments where, like, we had half of our gear on because it was just, like, us two and our manager, and we're, like, you know, an assembly line putting suitcases into that, like, car where you load in, you know, and you're supposed to just walk through there and then go to your seat. But we would just sort of huddle there, and the train's leaving, and oh, my gosh, people. I think I just was apologizing for a month, you know, just to everyone. Just like, I'm so sorry. You're just inconveniencing everyone around you. So it's got, but, you know, going through that and then getting to a place where we are now, where we have a tour manager helping out and we have people helping to coordinate it, it just, you can really appreciate it when you've gone through that, for sure.
Is there a new record in the works?
There is.
Woo!
It's actually, it is now completed. It is mastered.
No way.
And it is done.
What's it called?
It is going to be called Sunlight.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It is a very happy album. I've typically in the past written pretty somber, slow music. And
that's beautiful.
And,
beautiful, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the kind of music that I always listen to, that sort of shaped me as an artist. And but for some reason, you know, we had the wedding, it was a very happy time, I was just writing happy songs, so I decided to put them onto a happy album and call it Sunlight.
How is that, how do you feel that's going to work with, like, your other, with the rest of your catalog, and how do you think your fans are going to respond to that?
I am very interested in how.
Okay. Are you nervous or excited?
I think both.
Yeah.
It's pretty different. I mean, it's very it's different. It's very cheery and happy, and it's, you know, it's me singing it, but that's one of the only similarities, I think.
But you're a solo artist, man, and the appeal that I find with solo artists is you want it to be honest. And if you're not at a place where you're writing slow, sad songs, you'd be lying. Right. You'd be totally fabricating it.
For sure.
If that's where you are, that's where you are. You know, so
for sure.
I think it'll work.
I had to battle with it for a while because I was writing these really happy songs and dancing around in the studio. This is fun. And then I'd listen to it and be like, this is not what I have been doing. And, you know, I think that takes a while to come to terms with change and doing something different and just being like, you know what, like, this is what I made. This is what was coming out during that time.
You don't seem like an artist that would repeat yourself, though. You know what I mean? You seem like someone who's going to stay true to themselves and do what's right for you. And if everyone comes along, it's great. If some people don't, whatever.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, yeah. I hope, you know, you always hope that people come along, but
of course,
you know, it's that thing of, like, you know, people like you if they like your album, but then you want to do something new that's interesting to you because you've already done that thing.
Exactly.
You know, but that's why they're interested. That's why they liked you. And so it's a tricky game, that evolution in art, you know?
Exactly.
And I know that I think for Kina, it's been a similar sort of journey for her. She, you know, was doing, her first album was, like, pretty happy and cheery, and then she got a little more emotional and I think genuine, and you know, some people came along, some people wanted the first, you know, the cheeriness that was in the first. So it's like but as an artist, you just, exactly like you said, you just have to be true to what you're doing at the time and not fight against it, I think.
100%, brother. Couldn't agree with you more on that. Now, are you ready for 20 questions?
Okay. That sounded like I'm really ready, didn't it?
It sounded like okay. You sound like most guys. They're like,
yeah, most guys are kind of scared. No, it's fine. We don't ask you anything too terrifying.
He's lying. They're all terrifying. All right, you ready? Here we go.
Go for it.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Meat or veggies?
Veggies.
CD or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Summer or winter?
Winter.
Canada or Scotland?
Oof, I'd say Canada.
Oh,
I just don't know. I know it. Can I add to it that I know Canada better? I've spent more time there.
That's fine. That's a good justification. I forgive you.
I really like. Okay, go ahead.
I'm glad you like Canada, man.
I mean,
we're comparing like a country that's larger than the United States of America with a country that is one like eighth the size of the province I live in Canada. So I mean, it's a lot to Canada. I mean, we know Canada. Maybe we should say, you know, Toronto or Glasgow. That might be fair.
I've spent more time, a lot more time. We have some good friends in Toronto, so I spent a lot more time there. But I would love to go, you know, and spend some time in Scotland. I really love.
Oh, we'll hang out when you come back.
Okay. I'm a fan of really smoky scotch, so I think that,
Well, Oranmore is probably the best place for you to get some of that, so.
Yeah.
You should probably go back there.
Yeah, I think I might.
Twitter or Facebook?
Facebook.
Salt or pepper?
Salt.
Okay.
Breaking Bad or Homeland?
Breaking Bad.
Indie or major?
Indie.
Hiking or kayaking?
Hiking.
The Voice or American Idol or none? That's an option.
Oh, I'm going to go with none.
I like you.
I'm sorry.
Friends or Seinfeld?
Seinfeld.
Which I always have to pipe in just because Ross hates this. And I've got to tell you that Ross has never watched Seinfeld.
Oh, man.
Never seen
it. How is that possible?
I know, and every single time we mention this, I always say, I am going to watch it. I promise, I swear.
You're
Marcio,
lying.
I'm going to watch it. I am going to watch it at some point.
It's tough.
He missed the time, though.
Yeah, you know? That's the thing. Is like,
it's still good, though.
It's still good, but like we definitely, you know, have that connection to it that, you know, now it does certainly feels dated and like the clothing and all that stuff. And
Kramer was always dated.
Sure. You know, that's true.
And
just
I mean,
go
like,
go into it with an open mind.
Yes,
I say.
Agreed.
But go into it.
Yes.
Make sure that part happens.
As a side note,
I'm promising this to everyone. I've got a list of people that I need to like tell. You know, look, I finally watched an episode of Seinfeld.
Got
to
do it.
And you're now on that list.
And I'm waiting for you. I'm hoping that you're not going to say, "And I hated it."
No.
Have you ever watched Curb Your Enthusiasm, Jesse?
Oh yeah.
You're a fan as well.
A huge fan.
Huge fan as well. Awesome. Awesome. Los Angeles or Las Vegas?
Los Angeles.
Superman or Spider-Man?
That's not that easy. I'd go Superman.
Michael Jackson or Michael Bolton?
I'd go, that's an easy one. I'd go Michael Jackson. that's the easiest one, I think.
Russ.
Maybe you should make that one harder. The other ones are all like, I could see both sides of this coin.
Ross is raised on the Bold, and Ross was tweeted by the Bold
twice. He's
point.
Tweeted me again.
Twice now. Wow. Yeah, so they're like this. Again. You know, we had, it was, who'd we have on the show? Keaton.
Keaton Simon. Keaton. No, Ron Pope.
Was it Ron Pope?
He wrote a song for Michael Bolton.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So he was like our only guest to say Michael Bolton because he had co-written a song. So Ross was excited that he got one. Out of
You have to have some personal connection, I feel like, to answer. That's so mean, but I mean, Michael Jackson's like the greatest of all time.
Right, of course.
It's hard. It's like Michael Jordan or some guy in the NBA that just is in the NBA.
For me, I like to play basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next question will determine your work ethic, so.
Okay.
Twerk or work?
I would go with work.
Oh, well, that's not as fun, but all right. Ricky Gervais or Ricky Martin?
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Whale or kale?
Was the first one whale?
Yep. That's everyone's response.
If it's, I mean, I'll say whale, but not in like the illegal whale sushi.
Yes, we agree. We would agree with that.
Okay, whales are like the coolest.
They're cool, right?
Things ever. Yeah, we're gonna.
Don't worry, it's only as a question because it rhymes and we're weird. So, Bette Midler or the Riddler? Another rhyming question.
Oh, I'll go with the Riddler.
Nice.
A little Jim Carrey. That's always good.
And here's the drum roll. Final question, number 20. Ross has the honors.
Ross or Marcio?
Oh, that's just not even. I'm not.
I thought you were gonna say that's the easiest one so far.
I just feel like that's not even like difficult.
That's just silliness. Silliness is the answer to that.
Silliness, okay, we'll accept silliness. Yeah. We will agree. It's terrible.
You guys are both lovely people, and you make a great team. And it's really cool what you've started.
Thanks, man. We are enjoying your company as well. So, I guess I was going to ask you what's on your iPod, but I mean, that's so specific. Maybe you have an MP3 player. What is it? The Voom? What was those old ones?
Zune.
The Zune. Maybe you have a Zune from like 19.
I have multiple Zunes. I just have a Zune in each pocket, and then I decide.
What's on those Zunes? What have you been listening to? What sort of music recommendations do you have?
In my left pocket. Let's see. What have I been listening to? I've been listening a lot to, do you guys know Sylvan Esso?
No.
It's a really, I think they're originally from Milwaukee. So we played a show in Milwaukee, and the people of Milwaukee at the venue recommended them. I think they're now in Brooklyn, but they came from there. And they just, it might be a husband and wife or a couple. And
I never heard of anyone doing that before.
It's really like, it's just some good, mellow kind of neo soul folky. It's very, very good. It's S Sylvan, SYLVANESSO.
Cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. We've been listening to them a lot. We listened on the last tour quite a bit, like during our pre-show hangout time. Get pumped up for a show.
And where can people find you online?
I can be found at all the social networks. Under Imaginary Future,
like MySpace,
MySpace,
just kidding.
Yeah,
Friendster, MSN, ICQ. Can we keep that in there? Am I gonna get sued or another lawsuit?
Woo-hoo. Yeah, that sounded like one of those effects when you said, oh, that you have like the board, like the radio shock jock, and
we should be movie clips come in and everything. I know you're on Twitter. It's Imaginary Tweets, which is really clever and cute. Imaginaryfuture.com is your home base, which I'm glad you have a website, because there's so many artists nowadays that think that they can just have like a Facebook page or a Twitter page. You need a place to put that all in.
Because
I'm finding it, just as a side note, I was looking up an artist that I like that I haven't heard about, that I haven't heard from in a while, and I went to the website and it was just links to social media. I'm like, I want to know your discography. I want to know what you've put out, if you've put anything out recently, you know? So I'm glad you have that. And that's for Ross there. People that are looking to get a website, contact Ross. He knows
that's
what's
me.
Up. Anyways, brother, hey, this has been such a pleasure. Honestly, you're a real, I was going to say a cool dude, and that just sounds so lame, but it's how I feel. You're a sweetheart. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, we need more people like you. So keep making amazing, beautiful art. We are really looking forward to hearing the new stuff, and we'll be supporting you.
Please come back over here soon.
And let me know when you're coming to Toronto, man. I'd love to come by.
Cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you as well, man. Take care.
Awesome. All right, have a good one.
You too.
Peace. Bye. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bridge the Atlantic. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so connect with us on there and let us know what you think of the show.
Thanks for being awesome, and we'll see you next week.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.